Hello, and welcome to Huckleberry's Outdoor Adventures, aka HOA. So, this has been pretty interesting week or so since I've gotten back from Labor Day. It's been busy. I've been really trying to put the content from Labor Day into use on Instagram, as well as working with multiple other partners through Instagram to try and, I guess, sweeten the deal for our page, my page, whatever, working in the merch and trying to release different types of merch that everybody might like, different clothing, etc. So we will start with Instagram and we'll see as how far we get into this. I might do just a separate episode on who I'm working with and what they do, and why I chose to try and work with them. So Instagram, social media, owned by Facebook, but it's not really lucrative in the fact that you get paid until maybe about 10,000 followers, right? So currently right now I have like 700, 800 followers. So I'm nowhere near that, right? So I'm basically trying to make content, grow my view count up, grow my follower count up. And yeah, someday it would be cool if I got paid, but that's not really what I'm, you know, that's not like the main goal. I'm not like working every day tirelessly towards that in the hopes that I make 50 cents a, you know, a picture or an episode or a reel or whatever. So I've been making a lot of reels. Reels seem to do good. I'm tagging other companies, companies that I reference or companies that I have in my video, I collaborate or tag in, and that also helps get views if they think the video is good enough that they accept to be a collaborator. So so I'm trying to use the products that I already have, right? So I have Coleman Stove, so I might do a video or a reel with Coleman Stove, edit me cooking it, and say, yeah, I freaking love this thing. And it might not be like the most crazy reel in the world, but I tag Coleman, get myself out there. If Coleman likes the collaboration, thinks the video quality is good enough, they'll accept the collaboration, which will automatically share it on their reels, which means, let's say Coleman has 55,000 followers, that now I'm connected with Coleman's followers and we kind of collab on that. So every view that they get, I get. So that's kind of how that works. And that's, you know, really good for me anyway. Gets my views up. So I try to do that a lot. And I know most successful one, which was kind of odd, is I don't even have one, is 23-0 rooftop tent. So I posted this about 24 hours ago. And it's basically just a reel of, like, you know, the quote of it is, like, my wife checking in on me after I've been quiet for too long, right? And it's basically me just staring at a rooftop tent from 23-0. So I tagged them in a collaboration post, and they accepted it, kind of surprisingly, because it's not really a high-quality content or anything like that. And I, yeah, so it's been a day, and I'm at 8.1 thousand views on it in one day. So That's pretty good, right? At least for me, with 700 followers, 800 followers, 8,000 views in one day. Interactions are all great. And I did one that I didn't even think that would kind of blow up. It was more of a joke to me and my buddies that are on Instagram about side-by-side drivers when they see a full-size vehicle. I did that on August 23rd. It's got 46,000 views on it. Yeah, I just checked that, and honestly, I didn't think that it was going to get that big. So that's pretty cool, too. So I'm making these to get myself out there so that I can attract potential partners, sponsorships, stuff like that. So partnerships are what I would consider. You get a product from a company for free, and you do videos on it and work with that company in the future to advertise that product or to sell it. So yes, I am interested in partnerships because I'm only reaching out to companies I believe in. So I'm already kind of proud of the product that I'm talking about, which usually makes my quality better. I could stand behind it. I feel better about it. And one of the most recent companies I've partnered with would be Bison Gear. So Bison Gear makes a lot of different things for like FJs and stuff as far as storage, like exterior accessories and stuff like that that you don't see a lot in other places. And their prices are pretty good. Their shipping is good. And their customer service is great. So I'm working with them. They just sent me some Molly panels. I did a video about them. I collaborated with Bison. They accepted. And I'm at 3.5 thousand views. And that has been in 5 days. So that's not bad either. So Bison Gear's doesn't have a massive following base either. So that's okay. I have other ones that have at least 3,000 views on them. Most of mine are. My interactions have been pretty high. Highest one being on the side-by-side driver's reel. Second highest right now is actually still on the 23-0 rooftop tent reel. So, oddly enough, and, you know, I can kind of look at the stats that Instagram gives me with the most active times that I'm getting interactions from. So I know from 12 a.m., so it gives me for like Monday, 12 a.m. through 3 a.m., obviously not the most active. 6 a.m. through 6 p.m. is usually my window. So if I want to post something, get it out, doing it just before 6 a.m. or at 6 a.m. and kind of doing it in between that is my end-all goal. So I know kind of what I want to do on Mondays. On Fridays, it's pretty much the same. It's a lot bigger. On Saturdays and Sundays, that view count goes up quite a bit, right? So people are sleeping in, so you'll watch 6 a.m. go down a little bit. But 9 through 6 p.m. on the weekends is kind of that happy honey hole spot. So if I want to try and target more engagement, then I want to try and release reels around that time. So that's kind of what I'm working with. It's not super scientific. It's just kind of like reading the data that's in front of you from your insights and then kind of determining when to post off of that. So, and you don't have to like post constantly. I post pretty constantly, honestly, but you don't have to do that. I just get impatient. I find a good one. I want to post it. I want to see how it does. That's just me. But you can actually space it out and post once a day in peak time, like 9 to 12 p.m., kind of like the most peak, 3 p.m. being another good peak area. And you can just kind of see how it goes. And then you don't have to work at this every single day. You can actually schedule reels out to come out at whatever time that you want. So let's say I get a time frame where I'm not really doing anything. I want to make a few reels. I'll make 5 reels. I'll schedule 2 out today, 2 out tomorrow, 1 the next day to give me a buffer. If I make more, I'll just keep scheduling them, right? So it gives you time to think of something, to find inspiration, to get more content. So that's something I've been doing. And recently I've kind of realized as much as I want to start reviewing my gear and stuff, I don't do that really. So after I filmed the Bison stuff, I kind of looked at what gear I really like using. For instance, my BrewTrek coffee press, the Krups coffee grinder, and the Jetboil. I got those all 3 in one video, and that video did pretty good. I had to speed everything up because obviously the making of coffee is, it can be long, but making camp coffee can be longer. And the typical engagement window for these videos is usually under 30 seconds. So, making minute long videos doesn't really engage people that much. You usually want really a choppy, really dramatic entrance, something to keep them hooked in. And I knew that that video wasn't going to do well in that aspect, but I wanted to get something out to showcase the gear that I'm using, to show people how I'm doing it, what I'm doing with it. And it's not to advertise as much as like it's a dual purpose thing. It's like, hey, I want to show you how I do it. So maybe that can help inspire you to find a way that works for you to do it. But also I'm tagging these people in the post because it doesn't hurt, right? So if they do accept, boom. So like BrewTrek commented on my video and said they love this. cool, that's a bug in their ear. Maybe later we can work together on something, right? So they're a big company. Who knows? So, yeah, that's kind of like Instagram. So in everything that I do, all my, primarily everything that I do as far as video editing, I do off of CapCut. I search through the templates. I auto cut a lot. And it's just got probably the best editing of like a mobile phone that you can get. They have the most things on it, most templates. They make some really funny ones. So those tend to get a lot of views on here too. They're kind of a meme-y style, funny videos that make jokes about this kind of content. So if you look at my Instagram, you'll see a mix. You know, when I don't have a ton of content, I kind of switch over to that meme-y jokey side to keep things rolling. And then I go back to when I do get content to put that out. That's just kind of how I am individually anyway. I kind of go back and forth. So that's me kind of being me. So if people like that, cool. If they don't, cool. And so CapCut's been really good for that. So something you can do off of CapCut is after you're done editing and you can choose your quality of what you want to edit, you can choose where you want to export it to. I always export to TikTok because you can export to TikTok without a watermark for CapCut. So when I do that, I might as well post it on my TikTok too, right? So I post it on my TikTok. It automatically saves the video to my phone without a watermark. And then I go and post it on Instagram because it doesn't have the watermark. So two birds, one stone. I'm posting on two different platforms. And I'm still getting no watermark with the CapCut. I don't have to put their ending in it. So there's nothing advertising CapCut. Some of my earlier videos, you'll probably see it because I was still kind of like fiddling with it, how to do things. But my newer videos should not have that in there. So it's been pretty cool just learning how to do this whole process, honestly. New respect. Not that I didn't have it before, but new respect for the people who do this content creation thing full time. I'm not even doing it full time. I do take breaks during the day. I'm not doing it 8 hours straight throughout the day. I am engaging with companies throughout the day. I'm trying to talk to people. I'm trying to connect with people and trying to reach engagement with all my posts. If someone comments, I want to make sure that I'm on it pretty quickly. And so while that's not a full-time job and while that's not hard, don't get me wrong, it is, you know, it can be time consuming. So just trying to balance that with all platforms to do the podcast on Botches to do this one. It can be, you know, I tend to put this podcast in the rear because it is still new. It's not really taking off. And that's partly my fault. But, you know, eventually as I get more followers, I think that that will also improve my podcast ratings. I'm not trying to be world famous. It's just a place for me to talk, and if you guys want to listen, you can. And that's the same thing with my merch. I'm not trying to make money, but if you guys want to support it, cool. I make like 20 cents on a $60 order. Not a whole lot. I put all my margins really, really low so that people can get the clothing or the items really cheap or the cheapest that they can make that I don't have to actually pay in to make it. So, and they're all on demand. So if you ever see me and you're like, hey, man, you got one of these shirts? Like, I'd love to get it off you. Dude, I don't have them. They're made to order. If you want them, just order it and then it'll be at your door. I don't have 30 of each size shirt, and I definitely won't be carrying that around anytime that you see me. I might have stickers. I do have an order plan to get some stickers, some hats, maybe a few patches, and kind of hand those out. Maybe I'll do a giveaway. I'm looking to try to work with a brand here in the future for a giveaway. Super excited to do that. And I'll probably do that at 1,000 followers because that's a pretty good mark. And it's taking me kind of a second to get there. So, yeah. So that's kind of my Instagram and what's going on with that. I think I'll talk about my partners and stuff a little more. I'll do a quick like 5-minute episode on the next one. Just keep things kind of separated. So, thanks for listening in. If you have any questions regarding the Instagram, how I do it, the editing, anything like that, just send me a message on Instagram, Huckleberry's Outdoor Adventures, Huckleberry's Adventures. You can probably find it either way. And yeah, talk to me. We'll talk to you later.